heart's advantage. In other words, what we're doing is we're opening up to our awakened heart. And so we want to remember that that's where our true self is. That's where our true awareness is. And so our spiritual heart is guiding us, is syncing with us. So we just want to imagine that we've been focused on one avenue of life, and there's a new preview, there's a new entitlement that is taking hold. So as you will receive your highest advantage, now your highest advantage is not following the linear mind. It's not the intellectual, logical, well, this is the right answer. Our highest advantage is when we open up and allow our higher self to guide, our higher self to support, our higher self to show us our new advantage. So the more that we understand that there's a new advantage, there's a new symphony, there's a new orchestra that's showing us the way, that's dictating our truest, let me just get someone muted there. There we go. That's dictating our truest consent. So our truest consent is what we're here to establish. So because we've been focused on our lower self, on 3D, we can feel it. We're all psychic. So we feel that energy. We feel that entitlement. What we're learning to do is open up to full orchestration. So in other words, instead of just following the anger, following the hurt, following the lack, following the belief in separation, there's new entitlement in every corner. So as we will receive our divine offering, so remember, our divine offering is not coming from some genie in the sky that's somehow separate from us. It's our true essence, it's our true self, and it's establishing grace. So all of our ears usually perk up when we hear the word grace. It's like, oh, that sounds good, let me pay attention. So this is the key. We only know the old approach. So we may want to hold on to security. We may want to hold on to past hurts. We may want to hold on to past injustice, past fear, whatever it may be. That's the old program. And so the ego, it's like, follow me. You don't want to give up that. You don't want to give up your strength or power. It convinces us that it knows the way. So as we will receive our divine harmonics. So when I say that, I have the harp. So that harp always symbolizes fifth dimensional awareness. So this is where we know how to abort that old script, that old, this is the way to stay safe, this is the way to get ahead, this is the way to create your own abundance. Because remember, how we have established the rules of living is really based on fear. And so what we're learning to do is to transfer our consideration. Look at that temple of the green rose. Oh my gosh, how gorgeous is that? We're learning how to establish, it really is gorgeous, the temple of consideration to, of course, we're talking about the awakened heart, and there's the green rose. So this is the whole point. This is the whole, like, finale, if you will. So that finale is, imagine your dynasty. You got the archangels, you got your superior guides, you got your higher self that is helping you move into your divine inheritance. So we want to remember that we have the keys to the kingdom, that we are in charge, that we came into this incarnation to lead consciousness, to lead our brethren into a new reality. So how we do that, I've got all kinds of confirmations over here when I just said that. So how we do that is leaving that old lifestyle. So remember, that's going to be the new knee-jerk reaction. That's how our mind is going to operate. We're learning to bypass it and allowing that new symphony. So that new symphony is, this may seem strange, this may seem illogical, it may seem like I'm walking off a cliff, but I think this is just the way to go. And so we're creating that new advantage, that new lifestyle. So as we will receive these harmonics, as we will receive our new instructions. So we want to remember our new instructions are being given to us because in essence, they were already in our parachute. They were already in our field. And we're kind of signaling our higher self, saying, yes, we're ready to receive. We're done with that karmic script. We're done with what we came here to address. So some of us had old energies or whatever it may be. Or perhaps we didn't have anything at all, but we were supporting something that needed to get cleared in the collective. So we were very busy working through that old energy. So now is our time of liberation. So we really want to feel that there's like this juxtaposition, like there's a pivot, almost like a pivot where we're opening up to a new reality. So as we will receive our new lifestyle, so I mean, if I've said new once, I've probably said it 10 times now. As we've receive our new lifestyle, so it's new, but really we've had it in our back pocket all along. We really want to feel that even if it seems uncommon, not commonplace, how can this possibly be the right way? That indeed these are energies that we're actually extremely familiar with. So it's going to be new, and yet there's going to be this like faint hint of recognition. So it's going to be, this is somehow familiar. I don't remember 100%, almost like if you play piano, like I don't remember 100% how to play it, but I know I've heard this before. That's how it's going to feel. I know I've heard this before. I haven't been using it recently, but I'm ready. So we want to receive our entitlement. This is very, very important that we understand that we're entitled because we are the ones that say yes to the grace. Remember that grace. There is grace in our midst. How lovely does that sound? Grace in our midst. Whatever your concern, whatever your question of the day, there's grace in our midst. We're not trying to problem solve like yesterday. We're not just turning the old karmic cycle. We're bringing in love's advantage. So we want to remember that these new ways come easy as we part way with our old lifestyle. Push, shove, work really hard, strain, a lot of motor skills, and again, separate from the heart. What we're doing is allowing ourselves a turn in our central calm place. So in other words, listening to the wisdom of the heart and allowing ourselves to proceed with loveliness. So as we will receive our new harmonics, as we will receive, you could just imagine it like the codes of instruction. For some of us, we're instantly going to know it's time to forgive. We're instantly going to know it's time to release. A person, an addiction, whatever it is, we've been like, yeah, I kind of know, once I'll get around to it. So it's like, it's time. So you're going to have that feeling of pressure, and it's not pressure like biting your nails, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? It's that pressure of assurance where here we go with the confirmations again. It's that pressure of assurance where I have what I need to get it done now. So that's how you're going to feel. Like you had trouble cleaning the house, but you somehow know there's this amazing new vacuum cleaner that if you just apply yourself, it's going to get the job done with amazing speed. So we really want to feel that sense of luxury, that sense of entitlement, that sense of empowerment, So when I said that, I had the vacuum cleaner and I have this infinity symbol on its handle. Because again, we're traveling with our eternal soul. So in essence, we're up for the job. We're up for the job. Whatever your next turnstile is, whatever your next devotional praise is, remember, it's like here with Spirit's seal of approval. Seal of approval. You just need to assemble it. You just need to, when I say apply yourself, it's not like you don't know what to do. You're going to know what to do, but you have to have the willingness. So it's not going to be so out of range, but it will take allegiance. So again, allegiance to our heart, allegiance to our higher self, allegiance to love's advantage. Because remember, we're bringing the Christ consciousness to earth. We're bringing heart-centered awareness to earth. So we want to get into that awareness that there's going to be exchange. There's going to be change. There's going to be new arrivals. There's going to be shifting. And that we have the equipment, we have everything in place to bring that into formality, meaning to bridge the gap, to leave the old, to acquire the new relevance in the new. So as we will receive, I literally have these like energies coming and manifesting from our higher heart. I just see like light, not firecrackers, but just filaments of light. So it's like the motion is on. It's already present. It's set to go. What we're learning to do is to accommodate ourselves to the new relevance. In other words, pay attention, receive, follow, trust, release. So some of us have attachments. Well, I know what I have. I may not like it, but I know what I have. So we're releasing those attachments with love. So, and bringing in love's advantage. Again, following the new lifestyle, the new coursework, the new premise. So as we will receive love's advantage, how do I say this? It's like just the way my clothes were finishing spinning in their cycle. It's like allowing us to spin in new directions, new concealments. What I mean by concealment is it's like you may have been passing by something every day, but suddenly you see it and it has new meaning. The reason being is we respond to consciousness. It's why something's there and you just don't see it. It doesn't resonate. You don't recognize it. Your eyes aren't drawn to it because everything is really energy. Everything's frequency. So what you call forth, what you attract, what you resonate with has to do with your own current lifestyle, your own current reality. So this is where we have the grace. This is where we have that sign signature where we're making new accommodations, adjustments. So again, that fine leverage, that fine preview. So receive that alignment, receive that new coding, receive that new relevance, and allow yourself to be stirred. Allow yourself to be stirred. When I said that, I have the Eye of Horus. And the energy of that Eye of Horus is like guaranteeing us success. That's the only way I can explain it. It's like the gods are securing us good favor, remembering that the gods are us. The gods are our higher aspect of self. So we're the ones saying yes. We're the ones saying goodbye to the old format, releasing it with love, creating the new allegiance. So allow these energies to be in your midst. Allow them to take hold. allow them to spring you forward. New ideas, new advantages, new realizations. And really, like they're saying, like, sign and date it. So what that means is commit to it. Commit to it. Whatever my higher self is showing me, I am pleased to execute. I am pleased to honor. I am pleased to abide by. Remembering, it's your higher self. It's not like it's got some opposing energy that's going to bring you any ill will. This is your own higher self that's guiding you with extreme relevance. So when they say that extreme, I get it. It's not like, well, let me just move the cinnamon over here to the other side of the cabinet. Well, I took a risk there. Extreme means doing what you know is the next right thing to do. They're showing me the Knight of Pentacles. In my world, it does not get better than the Knight of Pentacles. That is like everything you want. Everything you want, everything you can imagine. But your lower self, the you, that lower self really can't even imagine. That's how good our higher self wants us to have it. So allow yourself to receive with complete kindness to self. There are several that are still way too hard on self. It wasn't about not having good, bad, black, white, kind of all kinds of situations. It's not what happens in the linear. In other words, it's what you deem appropriate. In English, what you mastered as a result of all the twists and turns, of all the bumps, of all the whatever. So there's a couple, actually, that there's way too much prejudice against self. It's like, well, I spilt the coffee, this broke, this happened, whatever. This is a dream state. Your higher awareness doesn't really care so much what happens in the dream state as much as at the end of the day, did you secure a fastened seat in your higher essence? In other words, did you balance the energies? Did you overcome the lower energies? So many times we don't get out without some cuts, bruises, whatever it may be. But from that, like, perfectionistic energy is what it feels like. It's like, oh, you know, like remorse, whatever. Whereas really, it's forward motion. Like, you succeeded. You learned what you needed to learn. So they're having like a party for you and you're still trying to erase your answers before anyone sees them. It's like you've already graduated. It doesn't matter what your answer was in that particular test. You already have your diploma. That's what I want to say. So you really want to feel that. You already have your diploma. You're not trying to get a better test score when you've already graduated. Forward motion. Let us receive.